when I sang the demo in the room, because there's producer, writers, track guys, whatever you want to call them these days, it was special, but the moment that I knew that the song was special was later that night. Jordan Schmidt, who produced the demo and is a co-producer on the song, he sent it to me at like 11 p.m. and he was like, "Here it is." And I'll never forget, I was sitting in my now wife's apartment, and I listened to it with my headphones in. For some selfish reason, I wanted to be the first person to hear it, and I just wanted to hear it with headphones, and just it's a thing, right? Like, not through my phone speaker. And after I heard it, you know, fully produced, I like just started weeping, crying, and I've never done that, and especially with my own song, because that, it's kind of weird. And my wife, or Callie, who was my girlfriend at the time, she was like, "What's going on?" And I said, I think I wrote the best song that I've ever written in my life, or, you know, a song that's a career song. And I just knew, I was like, this song's going to help people. And it did. Go forward a year, and I asked Lainey to do it. And I just knew, I was watching Lainey grow. I've known Lainey for forever, and I was just watching her grow and find her voice and become her artist. And I just knew that she was going to become that character in that song. And when you become that person, you sing and you speak with conviction. And when you speak with conviction, people believe it. And when you have a story that you need people to believe, that's very important. When I moved here, the bro country era was blooming pretty rapidly. And it's really, really crazy to see, and to just see like proof and facts that there is in fact a new era of country music.